Hello, friends. Welcome to this first of our four-part series from our live show, All Night Radio. Over the duration of these episodes, we will reveal shows within shows, narratives weaved within narratives, in order to tell one grander tale. It is our love letter to a bygone era. An era where you'd find yourself listening to my voice on an actual radio placed in your den or living room, instead of through earbuds or laptop speakers. A time when people collectively participated in what was called the Theater of the Mind. This first part is called Down in the Caves. We do hope you enjoy it. All Night Radio was taped live in New York City on Sunday, March 31st, 2019.
Too far.
Oh, Professor Ballard, why did you ever insist on bringing your oh-so-fragile, high-strung waif of a daughter down here with us?
Oh, you be quiet, Joan. I can see you're trying to act brave, but we all know you're just as scared as...
Okay, all right, let's break it up, you two.
I'm not the one whining and complaining every step of this expedition.
Everyone, please, we need to stay alert.
But we're down to our last torch.
That's because you were careless and caused Dom to drop the bag carrying all of our supplies down a bottomless passage. Fool.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Oh, it wasn't? Whose fault was it then?
Pathetic.
All right, I said that's enough of that.
Please, we all need to work together as a team. Picking one another apart is not going to accomplish anything. After all, this could be the greatest find of my entire career.
We're in for it now. Are you happy now, Becky?
Joan, please. You're not helping right now.
What are we going to do, Professor? We're completely in the dark of this cave now. Be careful, everyone. Any step could be our last.
Gabon? Gabon, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, that's the first word I've heard come out of this fellow's mouth all day.
Don, please. Gabon is our guide. He's brought us this far, and he...
Only he can get us back? Oh, please tell me that's not...
There are two choices. We can go forward, or I can lead you back.
Well, there's only one choice, then.
Becky, my dear, we can't turn back now. There has to be a way that we...
There is a way forward.
As much as I'd like to press forward, there's still two things that trouble me. One, we no longer have a source of light. And two, Gabon here is blind.
Yes, Gabon is blind, Joan, but he knows his way around these caverns better than anyone.
What is the choice, then? Shall we move forward, or shall we go back?
Well, maybe Gabon can do anything he likes in total darkness, but we can't.
How are we going to find it if we can't even see it?
If you trust me and move forward, I will take you to the Palace of the Glowing Rocks.
Glowing Rocks?
Ah, he must mean the phosphorescent formations. How far are we from the Glowing Rocks, Gabon?
Not far at all. And beyond that, there is a great crevice where the sunlight may enter.
Then I think that settles it.
Settles it? Daddy, I'm afraid.
Ah, Becky, my darling, Daddy needs you to gather your courage. For the sake of mankind, for science.
Becky, he's right. Your father is the world's premier chiroptologist. Just think of the kinds of grants we could all benefit from if we were able to bring back even one specimen.
Grants that would enable us to go further with our work than ever before and decode the very secrets that nature have been concealing from all of humanity. No, I will not let you prevent this expedition from going
anywhere. No, okay, Joan. The rationale has been well established. Come on, let us press forward.
As you wish. Let us form a chain. You, Professor, take my hand.
Yeah, got it. Becky, where are you?
I'm here, Daddy.
Take my hand. Now give her your hand too, Don.
I've already found her. Such soft hands, Becky. Now, Joan, give me your hand. Joan! Give me your hand, Joan! Joan! Good Lord!
Everyone, be still! Don't move!
What are we going to do, Professor?
I'm afraid there is nothing else we can do. We must go forward or perish. Very good, everyone. Lightly, one step at a time.
How much longer can we keep going on? I don't think my nerves can take much more of this.
We have to be strong, Dawn.
Daddy.
Hold on, dear, hold on. We'll get through this. You just wait and see.
Oh.
What is it, Becky?
You don't smell it? That terrible odor.
That could only be the Pteropodidae of the order Chiroptera.
What?
More commonly known as the fruit bat.
Doesn't smell like fruit to me.
They are the spirits, the guardians of this place.
Look, the rocks!
Well, would you look at that? Astonishing!
Here we are, the palace of the glowing rocks.
It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Oh my, that's so beautiful, yet so eerie. Words can't begin to describe... Oh!
Please! You must not raise your voice here.
Look what she's looking at, Professor.
Those have to be the largest specimens I have ever seen. They all seem to be sleeping. Oh, I dare not disturb them now.
You are wise, Professor. Very wise.
Professor, that's not what Becky was pointing at.
What's that?
Look again.
Skeletons.
Human skeletons, Professor.
Please, you must be quiet here.
It's all right, Becky.
So what happens now, Gabon?
We remain here.
For how long?
Until it is time.
Time? Time for what?
Do not worry. It will not be long. In fact... I told you, please do not be so loud. Our ears are very sensitive.
Our ears?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, Daddy!
Gabon! What's happening to Gabon?
It can't be! Gabon! Gabon is... changing into...
Gabon to take the crew under his wing. Those folks were brave, venturing down into that cave.
I'd say they all deserve a big bat on the back.
Oh, what's that, Obsidian, my furry fiend? There is no more sand in the hourglass. Time for us to go, eh? But before we leave, what tale shall we reveal to our listeners next week, my sinister sisters?
For an ambitious young up-and-comer, where there's a kill, there's always a way. In our next turgid tale, an entree to murder.
Join me and my sisters next time as we take the trouble to bubble up the cauldron with another tale to chill your bones here at
the Cavern of the Three Crows!
The Cavern of the
Three Crones is written and produced by Lawrence P. Woodsburg. In tonight's cast, you heard Kitty Culpine, Arthur Raymond, Buddy Diller, Phyllis Larson, Dolores Clay, and Paul Diamond. This is Ted Fortescue speaking.
Don't you go anywhere. If you think we've reached the end of this episode, you would be sadly mistaken. We're just going to take a brief pause for a few words about our sponsor, Wix. I wonder who that could be. Holy tall, dark, and... well, maybe handsome is too strong a word. Sorry, distinctive. How's that? Now, big fella, let's see if we can piece together who you are. Though it would appear that someone has pieced you together already.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought I'd lost you again. Ah, look, Fireside Mystery's own Ally Silver. What fortune?
And just who are you? Oh, it's too dark for me to see who you are. Wait, let me just light this torch.
No, wait!
Oh, where's he going?
You totally harshed his mellow, my dear. Oh, drat. There goes another one. The make-your-own-monster market is proving to be wildly unsustainable these days.
Wait a second. I know you. Dr. Frankenstein of Dr. Frankenstein's Hearts and Parts. I've seen your billboards.
Oh, well, at least someone has. Business is terrible, and it doesn't help that my creations keep running away. This last one had dreams of the stage. Serves me right for giving him the brain of a former Rockette dancer.
With those legs?
Well, they belong to a former New York Giant.
Huh, interesting combination.
What can I say? I work with what I've got. The corpses have been simply anorexic these days. Slim pickings, I tell you.
Have you considered setting yourself up with a fabulously professional website from Wix.com?
Website? Wix? What in the world?
Love the alliteration, Doc. Let me lay it on you. Over 140 million people use Wix for their website. It's easy. You can choose from over 500 stunning templates or create a design from scratch.
You mean I can patch and piece it all together myself?
I know, that's your specialty. You can get hundreds of design features and apps to grow your brand online. Wix has an easy-to-use website builder. Change, customize, and add anything you want.
Like putting big, muscly arms on a teeny tiny torso?
Sure, okay, just like that. Fireside Mystery Theater has been a happy, loyal Wix user ever since we started our podcast in 2014. Think of all the business and bodies you could snatch up in that time.
No more last-minute scrounging around for spare ankles. Oh, what bliss!
Did you know, Doc, that millions of businesses like yours use Wix to build and maintain their websites? You can instantly connect with your customers, manage all of your interactions in one place, use advanced business features, such as creating and sending price options to users, and taking payments online. Automate your work, boost productivity. With built-in task management and reminder tools, you can manage your workflow, meet your deadlines, add chatbots to send real-time messages, and so much more.
You've just given me a thunderbolt of inspiration.
And there are tools for every kind of business. E-commerce, music, hotels, events, restaurants.
And the defying laws of nature for the reanimation of dead tissue business?
Well...
great! I'm definitely intrigued. But is it affordable? I can take a jolt, but it would have to be a reasonable charge. Get it? Oh, shut up, Wolfie. It wasn't that corny.
Oh, Frankie boy. Wix is super reasonable. In fact, if you go to wix.com/podcast, that's wix.com/podcast, you'll get 10% off.
Baby, you're back!
Fire bad, Wix good!
See? He's got it. He's not much of a looker, but that brain's not too shabby.
Incredible, Ally. Just incredible.
What did I tell you? With Wix, you're scaring up new business already. Listen, my fellow creatures of the night, there's no need for you to darken my chamber door. When Wix is the best and easiest solution to create the most marvelous and effective website for your business. Take it from loyal Wix users like us. Remember to get that special deal. Go to wix.com/podcast for 10% off.
You know, Ally, my monster has been searching for a bride. Maybe you two could get stitched. I mean, hitched.
Over my dead body.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, let me rephrase that.
Now, let's tune back into All Night Radio, down in the caves. ¶¶
This is your late-night announcer, Rex Arnold, coming to you live from radio station WXRQ Fort Ryan. I hope you enjoyed our rebroadcast of the classic series, The Cavern of the Three Crones. Perfect for these late-night hours, wouldn't you say? The terrifying episode you just heard is titled Down in the Caves, and was one of the most popular and most requested entries from the series. Up next, we have an hour of enchanting songs and memories, courtesy of Barry Gesser and his famous Floridians. But first, these words. Frank, where the hell are you? I turned my back for a minute, damn it! Frank!
Hey, calm down, Rexy boy.
Frank, why aren't you in the booth?
I said relax, chum.
Where were you just now?
I just slipped out for a moment while you were dozing off during that Cavern of the Three Crones nonsense.
I was not dozing off.
Yes, you were. Luckily, you're not a snorer.
My eyes were closed, that's all.
Rexy, old chum, you look kind of wound up. What's the matter?
Why'd you just walk out of here like that? Huh, Frank? The engineer needs to be in the booth at all times. What if I was...
What exactly is going to happen during this shift? I'll tell you what. Nada. It's just you and me, partner.
Right. Yes. But still, you shouldn't just leave the studio like this.
Look, I understand. This is a very lonely place at night.
It's not that. It's just...
It's okay to admit it, Rex. This is just a lonely place and a lonesome job. You'll get used to it.
Well, I guess you could say I don't like to be alone. Not for too long, I guess.
Well, that's not uncommon for a lot of people.
Frank, when did you stop feeling lonely? Working this shift, I mean.
I haven't. Yeah, I just got used to it.
Well, I've been on radio for a very long time, you know. I've just never had a job quite like this before.
Just be glad to have a job, I suppose.
Frank, where the heck did you run off to? I mean, really, nothing's open at this wretched hour.
I just went to my car, Rex, to refill my canteen.
Canteen?
Here, be a good boy scout. Have a sip. Go on.
Sorry, Frank. I'll have to pass. The old me would have joined you in a heartbeat. I had to give up the booze. Nearly did me in.
What do you know? I learn something new about you every day, Rexy. Sure you don't want some?
No.
You know, Rex, I've been twiddling the knobs here on the late shift at WXRQ for 6 years. I've seen a dozen announcers come and go. Very few of them can hack it for long around here. The odd hours, the tedium, the loneliness. You either learn to cope with it like me, or you just...
Frank, darling, did you bring that damn bottle?
Georgette?
Oh, yes. Rexy, old boy. I'd heard you just started working here.
Georgette.
Let me welcome you to the WXRQ family.
Georgette, what are you doing here at this hour?
Her morning show starts in a few hours. She just kills some time with me beforehand sometimes. Isn't that right, Georgette?
Pass that flask over, Frank.
Here you go. You two know each other, Rex?
Hey, lover. Light this up for me.
Sure.
It might be hard to recall, but there was a time everybody in this racket knew who Rex Arnold was.
And who exactly was I, Georgette?
Not all that different from the smoke coming from my lips.
And that was part one of All Night Radio, Down in the Caves. The Cavern of the Three Crones cast includes David Linton as Professor Ballard, Ali Silva as Becky Ballard, Mary Murphy as Joan Foster, James Kleinman as Don Miller, Alan LaForest as Gabon. The Three Crones are played by Ali Silva, Mary Murphy, and Casey LaForest. And it is announced by James Kleinman as Ted Fortescue. The WXRQ radio station cast includes Eric Davey Gislason as Rex Arnold, Michael Pate as Frank the Engineer, and Casey LaForest as Georgette Beverly. Down in the Caves was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by the team of Silva and Rodriguez. All Night Radio was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontus Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. In our fireside bag of tricks, we've created something extra special called the Patreon Playlet. The Patreon Playlet is an audio treat of bonus content that is not released on our regular podcast feed, but made exclusively for our Patreon patrons. The Patreon Playlet for this latest series of All Night Radio episodes is a fun tidbit that will not only add to your enjoyment of the whole series, but may shed some light on the fate of one of our main characters. It's called Mind Your AM P's and Q's, and it's available only for patrons at the $5 or more per month sustainer levels. But you know, as little as a dollar or two or more a month would provide vital support for what we do and help us to achieve our future goals. And there are all sorts of special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a fabulous cast member, a super cool limited edition lapel pin. We've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Hey, if you like what we do, a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts is a lovely way to support us without spending a penny. And if you've already left us a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. We've just recently received yet more strange reports from our favorite little coastal town. Take the trip with us to Long Island for our next journey into the unknown, Sunken Harbor, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Sunday, April 28th at 5 p.m. You can get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Tension mounts between the studio staff at WXRQ while the station transmits another installment of The Cavern of the Three Crones. It's an entree to murder and the next chapter in our series of All Night Radio. Ignore the bristling sound of radio static at your own peril, though I think you best be wise to mind the shadows.